Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Aleph, and we have three lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Amid Beis Oysam B'nei Adam. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Dvora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abed ben Dvora, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradol, and Miril bas Sarah Rivka. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus for Yecheskel Shrag ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned for Ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim. Reb Moshe Chaim. So, Perek Arvei Pesachim, which begins with three halachos related to Pesach, which is the Perek, which will primarily deal with the halachos of the Leil HaSeder, Matzah, Dalut Koisis, Maror, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Perek Arvei Pesachim also deals with a lot of halachos related to Kiddush and Suda and Havdalah. We are going to begin a sugya now that is going to discuss halachas of Kiddush, specifically the halacha of Kiddush b'makom suda. Zakti gemara, oisam b'nei adam shekidshu b'beis hakneses. So once upon a time, there was a minig that the shliach tzibur, after he finished davening Friday night or yontif at night, he would recite Kiddush, Rashbam. Hu Kiddush ha-mekadei shliach tzibur b'leilei shabasos v'yomim toivim. The Beis HaKnesses. This is a minig that some people still have. There's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch if it is a proper minig or if it's not a proper minig, but it certainly was a minig that the Shliach Tzibur, after he finished davening, he would say Kiddush. So says the Gemara, Oysam Ne'elam Shekichu Beis HaKnesses. Anyone that was present in Shul and he heard Kiddush, Amar Rav, Rav said, Yidei Yayin Loi Yatsu, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. This person will have satisfied his obligation to hear Kiddush, meaning there's a mitzvah to hear or to say Kiddush on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to hear or to say Kiddush on Yontif. If somebody was in shul when the Shliach Tzibur said Kiddush, Shemeya Ka'ino, he's yoitza his mitzvah of Kiddush. However, Yidei Yayin Lo Yatzu. What does that mean? When he comes home, if he wants to now drink wine, he would have to make a new bracha of Boirei Pri Agafen. So ordinarily, if you make Kiddush at home, then you drink wine during the meal, you don't have to make a new bracha of Boirei Pri Agafen. But being that this person heard Kiddush in shul, he's eating at home, so he fulfilled his mitzvah of Kiddush. But as it relates to the Birchas HaNehenin, as it relates to the Boirei Pri Agafen that he has to make, that he would have to make a new bracha. Shmuel argued with Rav, and he said, Afidei Kiddush Lo Yatzu. That's Pashit, that when a person that was in shul to hear this Kiddush comes home and wants to drink wine, he would have to make a new bracha of Boirei Pri Agafen. But whereas Rav said, the person at the very least was yoitza his chi of Kiddush, said Shmuel, af yidei Kiddush lo yatzu. You're not going to be yoitza your chi of Kiddush. In other words, we have a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. This Kiddush that was recited in shul, if somebody heard that Kiddush, did he fulfill his mitzvah of Kiddush or did he not fulfill his mitzvah in Kiddush? According to Rav, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. According to Shmuel, Yidei Kiddush Lo Yatsu. Says the Gemara, Ela L'Rav, Alam Alei L'Kiddush Bebeis. According to Rav, if you fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush, so why did people come home and make Kiddush? I was in shul, I heard Kiddush. So what's the point in coming home and making Kiddush again, if I don't fulfill the mitzvah, memelo, but I fulfill the mitzvah? So the Gemara says, Kedei lohoitzi banu v'nei beis. It's very nice that this person was in shul, but his family wasn't in shul, so he has to be moitzi his b'nei bayis. He has to be moitzi his children. And by the way, Kiddush, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shas man gerama, but it's one of the few examples of a mitzvah saseh shas man gerama that women are obligated in. The reason is because it says, Zochar es yom HaShabbos l'katshoy by the first of the Aseres HaDibros. It says, Shomer es yom HaKatshoy by the second of the Aseres HaDibros. And we have a hekesh between the words Zochar and Shomer. Shomer means loitz saseh. Zochar means Kiddush. To teach me that anyone that's yeshnei b'shmira is yeshnei b'shira. Women are yeshnei b'shmira. As a result, they're yeshnei b'shira. That's a gemara in many places in Shas. So, Enochanami, according to Rav, the person who heard Kiddush in shul was yoitz's mitzvah Kiddush, but he has to come home now to be Moitzi's family. B'Shmuel says the Gemara, according to Shmuel, Lomali L'Kedusha B'Bnei Knishta, what's pshat in this minig? So forget about today, if it is a proper minig or not a proper minig. If it was a minig, it obviously started based on real grounds. So according to Shmuel, if you're not Yoitza Kiddush with the Kiddush that you hear in Shul, so what's the point? So the Gemara says, La'fuke Orchem Yidei Chayvasin. It was made for the guests. The Achlu V'Shasu V'Ganu B'Bnei Knishta. There were people that didn't have the ability to go home
and to have their own suda. There were people that would literally sleep in shul. How would those people going to be yoytzi the mitzvah of Kiddush? So Shmuel said the Shliach Tzibur would get up and he would be yoytzi them with Kiddush. So Enochinami, a person that's going to be eating in shul, this is his only Kiddush. So he'll be yoytzi with it. Someone that's going home, he can't be yoytzi with Kiddush. So again, we have a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. There was a minig. Once upon a time, the Shliach Tzibur at the end of davening, he would recite Kiddush in shul. Everybody remained, they listened, they heard, maybe they said a Kaddish afterwards, I don't know. But there was a Kiddush that was said over by the Shliach Tzibur. And there was a machloikis Rav and Shmuel, whether the people that were part of this Kiddush, whether it was the one that said the Kiddush or the ones that heard the Kiddush, did they fulfill their mitzvah? Did they not fulfill their mitzvah? Rav said yes. Shmuel said not. This that Shmuel said, you can't be yitz with the Kiddush. And Shmuel is Shmuel, she tossed it. Shmuel said, ain't Kiddush ala b'machem suda. In order to be yitz in the mitzvah of Kiddush, it has to be b'machem suda. Meaning, there's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to have a suda on Shabbos. And Shmuel said, the Kiddush has to be b'makom suda. We'll see a lot more about that later. So Shmuel is shitasoi. He's the one that said, ain't kiddush ala b'makom suda. He said that if you hear kiddush in shul, you can't be yoytza, because you're not eating the suda in shul. So you heard kiddush, but it wasn't b'makom suda. Kiddush b'makom suda is ma'akev in kiddush, and as a result, you're not yoytza. Zok the Gemara, savor mi no. When people heard Shmuel say, ain't kiddush ala b'makom suda, they thought, hani milu mi bayis l'bayis. That just means that if I hear kiddush in one house, and I eat my meal in another house, it's a problem. So, for example, you hear Kiddush in shul, and then you go home to eat the meal. That's an issue. Sounds like that. What would be if it was just one house? I heard Kiddush in one room, and then I moved to another room to eat the meal. You would think maybe that's not a problem in Kiddush, but Makom Suda, Amma Luhu, Rav Anabar Tachlifos, Rav Anabar Tachlifa told the Talmidim of Shmuel, Zimnin Sagin, Havakim Nakameh the Shmuel. There were many times that I was by Shmuel, Venachis Me Igra La Ara, Vahadim Mekadesh. Shmuel would be on the roof, and he would come down, and he would say Kiddush. Now, the way the Achroinim explained this Gemara, and this is going to be important in the raid, that Shmuel would make Kiddush on the roof, and then he would come down, and he would make Kiddush again. Why? Because even though he made Kiddush on the roof, however, there was no Suda there. And because there was no Suda there, he couldn't be Yoytze Kiddush. It wasn't Kiddush B'Makom Suda. It's for that reason, when he would come down B'Makom Suda, he would make Kiddush again. Now, if you're going to tell me the only time Shmuel holds is a problem with Kiddush B'Makom Suda is if it's in a different house. But if it's in the same house, it's okay. So Rav Anabar Tachlifa told the Olam, so what was the problem with Shmuel? Why do you have to say Kiddush again? Make Kiddush on the roof and then sit down downstairs and eat the meal. It's in the same house. You see from here that afilu b'chad beisa mimakim lemakim is going to be a problem. So Shmuel Shita is ain kiddush ala b'makom suda, and that's why Shmuel Shitasi paskin that you can't be yoytze the mitzvah of kiddush with the kiddush in shul. If you can't be yoytze with the kiddush in shul, why did they make kiddush in shul? It's because there were people that weren't going home to eat the meal. There were people for whom it was going to be kiddush b'makom suda because they were eating the meal in shul. For those people, that's why they made kiddush. Zok the Gemara that even though Shmuel is the Baal HaMemra for Doiros, who holds Ein Kiddush B'Makom Suda, but he's not the only one of Dami Ram who felt that way. V'af Rav Huna Sav Ein Kiddush Al B'Makom Suda. Rav Huna held the same way. Rav Huna, Ik Kaddish. Rav Huna once made Kiddush V'Sakrele Shraga. And after he made Kiddush, his Neiros were extinguished. As a result, he couldn't sit down and eat the meal. So Ma'ale Lemone Lebe Genone De Rabba Bray. So he went to his son Rabba's house to have a Shraga. There they wore candles. V'Kaddish, he made Kiddush again. V'ton midi and he ate. Almo, you know what you see from here. Kasava in Kiddush ala b'makom suda. You see that he had to eat together with the Kiddush. Must be he also in Kiddush ala b'makom suda. V'raf Rabba sava in Kiddush ala b'makom suda. The Gemara says Rabba also held that way. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Kevin Beimar. Abaya said that when I was by my Rebbe, who was Abaya's Rebbe, Mar, Kevin Mekaddish, when he would make Kiddush, Amar Lon, he would tell us, T'imu midi, eat something. Why? Because Dilma Adas lisnu l'shpiza masakru l'chut shraga. Because it could be by the time you get home to the place where you're eating the meal, you're not going to have any candles. As a result, you're not going to be able to make Kiddush there. And the fact that you heard Kiddush is not going to help if you don't eat. Ain't Kiddush ala b'makom suda. So Rabbi also held that way. So it wasn't just Shmuel that held Ain't Kiddush ala b'makom suda. It was Shmuel. It was Rav Huna. It was also Rabbi. Freak the Gemara Ain't is. That's no. Could it be that Rabbi held Ain't Kiddush ela b'makom suda? Amar Abaya. Abaya said, "Kol mili demar hava avid kirab." Abaya said that he observed his Rebbe Rabbi. By the way, not only did Abaya observe his Rebbe Rabbah as a Talmud does a Rebbe, but Abaya was raised by his Rebbe Rabbo. Abaye never saw his father and he never saw his mother. Abaye is Rosh HaTevis Asher B'cho Yeruchim Yosef, and he was raised by his Rebbe Rabbo. So Abaye said that I knew my Rebbe Rabbo, and I could tell you, as it relates to all the different machloikisin, the different disputes between Rabbi and Shmuel, Rabbi always followed Rav. Lebar mihani klas lavik Shmuel. There were three exceptions. There were three times that he went lashmul. Number one, matir mi beged lebeged. He held like Shmuel, who holds that you're allowed to take tzitzis from one beged and put it onto another beged. Madlik min ner lener. You're allowed to use one of the neiros Chanukah to light another one of the neiros Chanukah. Valachik Reb Shimon Gigrayer. He followed Shmuel's halacha, who holds like Reb Shimon. With regards to the halachas of Greira, what is Greira? Time learned to the rice. Reb Shimon says Greira under meet the keys of his avzal b'Shabbos. A person's allowed to schlep a bed, a chair, a stool on Shabbos. Ubavach leis chavin lasis charetz. He can do it even on a dirt floor, even though there's a possibility that maybe it's going to make a hole in the ground. But as long as he doesn't have kavana to make a hole in the ground, it's okay, and that's because he holds like Reb Shimon shita is that dovish heinem is chavin is mutter. So what's the kasha? The Gemara says that Rabba holds ain't kiddush el of a makom suda. How could that be? Ein kiddush ela b'makom suda is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel said ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. Rav held you could be yotze kiddush even if it's not b'makom suda. How do you know Rav held that way? Because Rav said that if you heard kiddush in shul, you can be yotze yochayv as kiddush. So how could it be then that Rav holds ein kiddush ela b'makom suda? If that's the case, he holds like Shmuel. And we know Abaye said that Rav always followed Rav. There were three times that he paskin like Shmuel. Matir mi beged lebeged, madlikim mi ner lener, and Reb Shimon Shit of Dov Shein Mischav in the Shabbos. But other than that, Rav always followed Rav. If that's the case, Rav's shita should be that there's no halacha of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. So how is it possible that Rabbi held Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda? If that's the case, it would be a fourth example of where Rabbi held like Shmuel, not like Rav. So the Gemara says you have to say no. Kechumre de Rav hava ovid. Kekule de Rav loy hava ovid. What Abaya was referring to was kulas of Rav. Meaning, as it relates to chumras of Rav, every chumra of Rav Rabba followed, with the exception of three chumras of Rabba. Meaning there were three times that Rabba was maker like Shmuel. He went keneged a chumra of Rabba. However, as it relates to a chumra of Shmuel, no, then it could be Rabba Paskin like the chumras of Shmuel. Meaning this that Abaye said there were only three times that Rabba went like Shmuel, not like Rav. He meant three times l'kula. Matir mi beged l'beged is a kula. Madik mi ner l'ner is a kula. Halachik Rav Shimon b'greira dov v'shenim eschaben is mutter is a kula. Those are three kulos where Rabba paskin like Shmuel can neged the chumra of Rav. But Yavada, if Shmuel was machmer and Rav was mekel, that rule doesn't apply. This is an example of a chumra de Shmuel, where Shmuel holds ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. Rav is mekel. Rav says he can make kiddush even shalai b'makom suda. This doesn't fall into that category. So again, we started the daf with a machloikis Rav and Shmuel with regards to Bnei Adam Shekitchu Bebeis HaKnesses. This minig that existed once upon a time, and still does to a very small degree, where the Shliach Tzibur would make Kiddush and Shul Friday night, Yontif night, at the conclusion of davening, he would recite Kiddush. And there was machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. If you heard this Kiddush, are you Yotze Kiddush or you're not Yotze Kiddush? Rav said you're Yotze Kiddush, Shmuel said you're not Yotze Kiddush. After a little bit of an analysis, what emerges is a hezber of the machloikis. Shmuel holds you're not yoitza because Shmuel holds ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. Rav holds you are yoitza because Rav doesn't hold of this halach of kiddush b'makom suda. The Gemara said not only did Shmuel hold ein kiddush ela b'makom suda, Rav Huna held that way, and by the way, even Rabbi held that way as well. But one thing was clear. One thing Rav and Shmuel were able to agree on. One part of this discussion is Ravu Shmuel da Amri Travayo, and that is Yedei Yayin Lo Yatza. So if you heard Bayre Priya Goffin and Shul, now you come home and you're going to drink a glass of wine during the meal, you're going to have to make another Bayre Priya Goffin. The fact that you heard a Bayre Priya Goffin and Shul doesn't help you from a Birchas Hanenim perspective as it relates to the Beis HaKnesses. You wonder if you're Yoytze Kiddush, that's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Yes, ain't Kiddush with Malkum Suda, or there's no Allah of ain't Kiddush with Malkum Suda. But in terms of the Birchas Hanenim, that's Pasha. The fact that I heard Agafen and Shul doesn't help me when I come home. Zok to Gemara, not everybody agreed that way. Rabbi Yechon and Amma, Rabbi Yechon is another sheet. He said, Af Midei Yayin Ami Yotzu. Not only are you Yoytze Kiddush, because Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav that there's no halacha of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, but you even don't have to make another Bayre Priya Gafen. Even Yedei Yayin Yoyotza. You wouldn't have to make a new Berchus Hanenin. The Gemara says, V'az the Rabbi Yochanan L'tameh, and this Rabbi Yochanan's L'shit Hasid. Om Rab Chanan Bar Rabayo, Om Rab Padas, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Echot Shinu Yayin, Echot Shinu Makim, Ein Tzorech Levarch. If somebody's drinking wine And then there's a shinu yayin. They bring more wine or a different wine. So he doesn't have to make a new bracha bayri pri agafen. Now, it could be you have to make a toiv ametiv. Depends on the wine. But you don't have to make a new bayri pri agafen. But shinu makam is the same thing. If somebody would make a bayri pri agafen and he's in one place, and then he moves somewhere else, so does he have to make a new bayri pri agafen? Rabbi Yochanan Shita was. You don't. Oh, so this is Rabbi Yochanan Lishitase. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if I make agafen here, and then I go there, I don't have to make a new bracha. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan knows that the Bayer Pri Agafen, that the Bnei Adam heard in shul, now that they went home, even though there was a shinui makim, but it's not going to be in a shumaisvei for the Gemara. Is that so? Shinui makim tzarech levarech. Shinui yayin ain't tzarech levarech. So the Braisa supports half of what Rabbi Yochanan said, but it contradicts the other half of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Shinui yayin, yeah, more wine, you don't have to make a new Bayer Pri Agafen, but shinui makim you do. Talk to Gemara, you don't see this every day. Tiyufta. The Rabbi Yochanan Tiyufta. Checkmate. It's true. This is a Braisa, not like Rabbi Yochanan. And we know, even though Rabbi Yochanan goes down maybe as the greatest of all the Amoraim, right? Whoever Rabbi Yochanan argues with, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, halacha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Rav, halacha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yochanan. And you do find Amoraim, most notably Rav, that sometimes with Tanu Upalik, but Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tanu Upalik, Taisis Ksubas Daf Chesaman Aleph. So Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tanu Upalik. And this is an example of where Rabbi Yochanan is checkmated. Tiyufta. Because we have a bride to the like Rabbi Yochanan. So we started off discussing a halacha regarding Kiddush, specifically Kiddush b'makom suda, and the Gemara digressed and is going to continue to digress until the bottom of Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph to discuss not halachas of Kiddush, but rather halachas of Birchas Hanenin. So the primary source for all the sugyas of Birchas Hanenin are Masechtas Brachas and Perek Ketz and Mevarchin. But tucked away here in Perek Arvei Psachim, this is a parak of Afachba, Vafachba, the Kuluba. So we have sugyas related to Birchas Hanenim, specifically the halacha of Shinui Makim. So what does Shinui Makim mean? It's very self-explanatory, it's very intuitive. If somebody makes a Birchas Hanenim, and then he starts eating, and then he moves someplace else, there's a Shinui Makim. Does he have to make a new bracha, or does he not have to make a new bracha? What's the shayla? What would be the svara? Do we look at the fact that he just picked himself up and left the place that he was as if he stopped eating? Now that he went somewhere else, he's starting to eat again. Because he's starting to eat again, he now has to make a new bracha. Or maybe no, just because I left the place I was eating and I went somewhere else, it doesn't necessarily constitute a new achila. Rav and Shmuel are clearly both of the opinion, shinui makim, tzarech levarech, that even if you heard Kiddush in shul, now you go home, you have to make a bayir pri agafen. Why? I heard a bayir pri agafen, maybe I even drank from the wine. That's very nice. But at the same time, now I'm in a new place. It's a shinui makim, I have to make a new bayir pri agafen. Kiddush is a different shiloh. But the birchas hanenim, the idea that the Gemara says in brachas lamin heyam and aleph, it's a svara asa la'adam to be nenim in oilam azebeloi bracha, and if you're nenim in oilam azebeloi bracha, you're a gazlin, you're a moil behektish. That avada, a new place, it's a new achila, it's a new shtia, you'd have to make a new bracha. Rabbi Yochanan held not that way, and the Gemara said it's a mefurish in Braisa. Shinui makim, tzarech levarech, I Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan Tiyufta. Zok de Gemara on that note. Yosef Rabbi de Bar Abba came to Rav Chizda. Rabbi de Bar Abba was once sitting in the presence of Rav Chizda. Yosef Rav Chizda became a Mishnah to Rav Huna. And Rav Chizda was saying over in the name of Rav Huna. So Rav Chizda was a Talmud of Rav Huna. Rav Chizda and Rav Huna had a Talmud-Rebbe relationship. We've spoken at in the past, the Gemara and Perek Eilu Metzias, which discusses that there was a little bit of a sichsuch between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda over the halach of Avedas Aviv and Avedas Rabbi. And Pashat the Gemara says that Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, they parted ways for 40 years. We mentioned once from Rav Reuven Margolis, who had maybe a different gerus than the Gemara. Wasn't really 40 years. But the Pashat, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda were Talmud Rebbe. So Rav Chizda is sitting, and he's saying, oh, in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Huna. This is what he said. Hodam, Rechini, Makam, Tzarech, Levarech. This, that the Braisa Chazal said, that if a person goes from one place to another, he made a brach, he started eating, now he goes somewhere else, you have to make a place, that's only true if you go from one house to another house. Avol mi makim le makim loy. But if you're going from place to place, in one house, or mi pina le pina, then the halachna is, then you wouldn't have to. Amalei Rav Idi Bar Abin. So Rav Idi Bar Abin told Rav Chizda, Hachitanin lebe masnisa. What you just said over in the name of your Rabbi Rav Huna, I heard in the name of a braisa that was said over, Devei in the yeshiva of Rav Hinuk. So
So there was a yeshiva of Rav Hinuk, and they said over this brayso. Amri lo, some say it was b'masnisa debay Bar Hinuk, not Rav Hinuk, but Bar Hinuk. Either way, Kavozich, he said, I heard this already. Very nice. What you're saying is very good. So Gemara says, Ela Rav Huna masnisa k'mashmon. So why do Rav Huna have to say it? If really what Rav Huna said is a mafurish in brayso, so why do Rav Huna have to say it? So the Gemara says, Rav Huna masnisa leishmeila. He didn't know this brayso. He didn't know the masnisa debay Rav Hinuk or the masnisa debay Bar Hinuk. And because he didn't know this brayso, therefore he said it. But what's nalacha? That this that we find shinu makom tzarich levarich, that's only true. Mibayas lobayas. But if it's not mibayas lobayas, it's all in one bias, it's mimokim lomokim within the bias, then you don't have this halacha. So Rav Chizda is saying over halachas and nilchas brachas. The first halacha he said over was in the name of the Rebbe. Who was Rav Chizda's Rebbe? Rav Huna. He said, now I'm going to say over my own chiddush. What was Rav Chizda's chiddush? Also in the same exact sugya. Then hada amr shina makom tzarich levarich. Just that you have halacha shina makom tzarich levarich le'amar ela b'dvarim shein tunim bracha l'archein. This is only true if you're eating something that doesn't require a bracha achroina b'mekayman in the same place that you ate the food. Avod dvarim atunim bracha l'archein b'mekayman. But if you eat something that requires a bracha achroina in the place that you ate the food, ain't tzarich levarich. Then the halacha is that if you go from place to place, you wouldn't have to make another bracha. So there are certain foods that if you eat, you have to make a bracha achroina in the place that you ate it. What's an example of that? Benching. If you eat bread, so you have to bench, but it's not enough to bench. You have to bench in the place that you ate. Machloikis b'sham and b'sil and mesachtes brachas. The Gemara tells a story with the yoyme, the dahava. But a person needs to bench in the place that he ate. Then there are foods that you have to make a bracha achroina, but you can make it anywhere. You can take the bracha achroina to go. You could, for example, burn a fashis. So you drank something, you have to make a burn of fashas. You don't have to make the burn of fashas in the place that you ate the food. You can make the burn of fashas somewhere else. As it relates to the brachos of me'ein shalosh, and ala michya, ala gafin, that's already a shayla in the poiskin. But just to keep it simple, you have bread on the one hand, for sure, and you have a burn of fashas on the other hand. Bread, you have to make a bracha achrena b'mkayman, as opposed to burn of fashas, that you don't have to. So Rav Chizda said something interesting. He said, this that you have halacha of shinu makom tzarich levarich, that if you're eating, and then you pick yourself up and you go somewhere else. The halacha is you have to make a new bracha rishayna. That's only if you ate something. This is a little counterintuitive. She'ein to'unim bracha l'achrein b'mkayman. It's only if you ate something that does not require a bracha achrayna in the place that you started eating it. But if I'm eating something that I need to go back to my original place in order to make a bracha achrayna, so then the halacha is, if I'm shinui makim, I don't have to make another bracha. The Gemara says, my time, and what's the reason? So the Gemara says, a pashta svara, l'kiva kamahada. Because if I'm sitting and eating, and I know that I need to make a bracha achrein in the place that I'm eating, and then I pick myself up, and I go somewhere else. Being that I have to make a bracha achrein where I ate, it's inevitable, I have no choice, I'm going to have to go back. So if I'm going to have to go back, my suda didn't end. My meal is still going. If it's still going, then when I continue eating, it's not a new eating. It's just a continuation of what I was doing before. As a result, I wouldn't have to make another bracha. If, however, when I picked myself up, I had no obligation, there was nothing tying me back to my original place. So then the way we look at it in Lamdas is I finished doing what I was doing. Now I picked myself up, I left. You have the svar of shinui makim. I look at it as a new achila. If I look at it as a new achila, so then the halacha is I would have to make a new bracha. Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Sheshes said, Echotzev Tzarech Levarich. Rav Sheshes didn't hear the svar of Rav Chizda. Rav Sheshes, who was Rav Chizda's grace of Bal Plukta and Shas, right? The Gemara says Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda, whenever they would meet each other and they would talk and learning, they would each start getting all to tresel. Rav Chizda was a big oikahar and Rav Sheshes was a big baki, and they were both intimidated of their respective strengths. But the point is that Rav Sheshes argued with Rav Chizda, and he said, Echotzev Tzarech Levarich. No, the halacha is that if shinui makim tzarech levarich, it doesn't matter if the food that you're eating is something for which you would have to go back, or the food that you're eating is not something for which you would have to go back. So again, what's Rav Chizda's halacha? Because the Gemara until the end of the daf is going to discuss it. Rav Chizda's halacha is that even though shinui makim tzarech levarich, also just to clarify one thing before you go back there, when we say shinui makim tzarech levarich, it means two things. It means that if you're eating and you now get up and start eating somewhere else, you have to make a new bracha. That's pasha what it means. It also means that if I'm eating, I go someplace else, and then I go back to my original place. It's the same exact halacha. There's no difference between the two. Again, I would have to make a new bracha. It's the same svara. The svara is once I leave, at that point, it's a new achila. It doesn't matter if that second achila happened somewhere else, or if that second achila happened in my original place. It's irrelevant. The point is, if it's a new achilos, the halach is, I would have to go back. So again, what was Rav Chisda's chiddush? Rav Chisda's chiddush was that if somebody was eating food that he has to make a bracha achrona in the place that he's eating, now there's no din of shinu makom anymore. Because what are you going to say? I left, so now I was masiach das from this achilo. I wasn't planning on coming back. So anything that I eat is considered a new achilo, whether I eat it somewhere else or whether I come back. No, I had to come back. I had to make a bracha achrona. So when I now come back, it's considered a continuation of the original achilo. Freit the Gemara Mesav. Bnei Chabur Shemes Suben Lishtois. There was a Bnei Chabur. They got together and they were drinking. V'akru Ragleihem. And then they picked themselves up and they left abruptly. Why would they have left abruptly? Lots is like chasen like kala. There was a chasen and a kala, and they went to be miraculous lifnei akala to greet the chasen that's yoytzen mechubas. So all in the middle of a meal, and they jump up kshen yoytzen before they leave. Ain't tuna bracha l'mafreit. They don't have to make a bracha achrin. Ukshen chayzrin. And when they come back, ain't tuna bracha l'katchila. They're not going to have to make a new bracha either. Meaning, there's no halach of shinu makim. Wait a minute. They're sitting down and eating. They pick themselves up. Now they're going to come back. That's a classic Shinui Makom, even though they came back to the original place. But as we said, in the world of Shinui Makom, it doesn't make a difference. Still, that lach is they don't have to make a new bracha. Okay, but you have to read the fine print. Bamedvar Mamurim, the punchlines in the Bamedvar Mamurim. That's only true if they left someone behind. Meaning there was a Zakin or a Chayla that couldn't go Likras Chasim and Likras Kalo. Not everybody left. That's when this halach is rabba. Let's say they didn't leave over a zakin or a chayla. When they leave, tunim bracha. I'm afraid they have to make a bracha achrayno. When they come back, tunim bracha lekatchiva. They would have to make a bracha rishon. Zok the gemara. Me diktani akru agleim. The gemara's diik is very, very subtle. From the fact that the lashon of the brayso was bnei chabura shayim besubin lishtois the akru ragleim. The words akru ragleim said Chazal is mashma de bedvar matunim bracha lachreim b'mkoymen askina. We're talking about that this is food that they're eating for which the bracha achrona would have to be b'mkoymen. They would have to make the bracha achrona with their eating. They wouldn't be able to make it somewhere else. Akru ragleim sounds like they left prematurely, not just prematurely before they got to finish their meal. Prematurely, they didn't even get a chance to make the bracha achrona. And it's considered premature because they have to make that bracha achrona here, so they're inevitably going to have to come back. That's the Gemara's deek, that we're talking about food that's tu'unim bracha l'achrein. Okay, the taimo. And what did the Braisa say? When don't they have to make a bracha rishona when they come back? When is there a svaro that there's no issue of shinui makim? That's only the nichosham zalkin achayla. If they left the zalkin achayla behind, that was by medvar and amurim shidichosham zalkin achayla. And the svaro is if they left the zalkin achayla, so the meal is still going. That's when you don't have to make new brachas. If they didn't leave the zalkin achayla, then they would have to make a new bracha. Kashal Rav Chisda. It's a kashman Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that anytime a person's eating food that's ton bracha lachrayin, there's no din of shinui makim. You see, from this braisa, not that way. Because this braisa is talking about food that's ton bracha bimkoimon. How do you see that? It's not clear, but akru ragleim, the Gemara says, is mashma tibidvarim atuna bracha lachrayin bimkoimon askinon. And still it says that if the oilam would leave and come back, but when they left, everybody left, they would have to make a new bracha rishona. Daf, if they left over, a zokin and a chayla, because then the meal's still going. There's still people there. Not everybody left. But if everybody would have left, so then it would be a classic example of shinui makim, you would have to make a new bracha. Ay, it's dvarim hatunin bracha lachareyim b'mkoymon, zoysay meres. Even in such a case, you have the halach of shinui makim. If that's the case, it's Kashna l'Rav Chisda. It's a Kashna Rav Chisda. So the Gemara says, Amr Nachman b'Yitzchok. Nachman b'Yitzchok said, Man Tana Akira is Rabbi Yehuda. This brisa that the Gemara just mentioned, that the Gemara is using to ask a Kashna Rav Chisda, is really not a brisa that everybody agrees with. Meaning, the brisa that we mentioned, the way it was presented in the Gemara, there's no names attached to it. So it sounds like everybody agrees with this. You have a brisa that contradicts something in a murder Rav Chisda said, that's a problem, right? Half a shas is dealing with Tanoim and Amiram and Amiram is not allowed to argue with a Tana. So Rav Chisda can't say something negative Braisa. But the Gemara says, no, that Braisa, man Tana Akirois. You know the Tana, the Braisa, since it's Rabbi Yehuda. What's the punchline? But the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yehuda. So it's true, from Rabbi Yehuda, we'll have a Raya, not like Rav Chisda. That's the bad news. But the good news is the Chachamim, who were the Bali Plukta of Rabbi Yehuda, actually are supported by Rav Chisda. And if that's the case, not only is this Shmuz not a Kashan Rav Chisda, but to the contrary, it's the Gresta Raya to Rav Chisda. So what's this Braisa? Who's this Rabbi Yehuda? Titanya, the identical Braisa. Chaverim, Shoyim Suvim, Akru Ragleim. No, Chaverim, they were sitting together, and they were Akru Ragleim. Again, Akru Ragleim means they left abruptly, which suggests they didn't make a bracha achrona, which suggests that the bracha achrona had a bibim koyman. So we're dealing with food that's ton bracha
They looked at Beis HaKnesses or the Beis HaMedrash, and they got up to go to a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash. So in the first Gemara, they went Likras Chas and Likras Kalu. Over here, they went to a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash. Not mamish and identical, but Isaac Shein Yoitzin. When they leave, ain't to Unim Brachel Mafreya, Ukshein Chayzrin, ain't to Unim Brachel Katchila. Period. When they come back, they don't have to make a new bracha. Notice it doesn't say anything about that. They leave somebody behind. They didn't leave anybody behind because the Chachamim, in this brisa, this first sheet holds that if it's something that's akru raglayim, which means it's tam bracha lachareyim b'mkoyman, the halacha is you pick yourself up, you leave. Being that we know you're coming back, so it's not considered shinimach. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said what the previous brisa said. Medvan Ramur b'zman shirichus hamikzas chavim. That's only true if they left somebody else behind. Avad loy nichus hamikzas chavim. If they left nobody behind, k'shen yoytzin tunim bracha l'mafreya u'k'shen chayzrin. In other words, it's a mefurish, a braisa that mentions this shita, but over here in this braisa, it's a das yachid, it's Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, the Chachamim argue. So it's true, the braisa seemed to contradict Rav Chisda, but after further review, the braisa was the shita of a yachid, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim with the Rabbim argued, so Rav Chisda, who's contradicted by the yachid and Rabbi Yehuda, was supported by the Rabbim Rav Chisda, by the Rabbim the Chachamim, and that's why there's no tiufta the Rav Chisda. Something tomorrow. Let's make another dig from this brisa that brings the whole daf full circle. Elo taima de bedvarim antunim bracha lachreim b'mkayman dikshen yoytzen ein tunim bracha lemafreya ukshen chayzren ein tunim bracha lekatchila. It sounds like from the brisa, the Chachamim shita the brisa. Yet chaverim they were sitting, they were eating for akru ragleim. What does akru ragleim mean? It means they were eating food that requires a bracha achroina b'mkayma. So what did the Chachamim say? If they had to leave and they come back, they don't have to make a new bracha. Sounds like, avod varm she'en tunim bracha lachreim. What would be if they weren't eating food that doesn't require a bracha lachreim b'mkayma? I feel a rabbanim she'en yoytze tunim bracha lachreim, she'en chayzim tunim bracha lachatchila. I mean, if they were eating food that doesn't require a bracha lachreim b'mkayma, then if they picked themselves up, left, came back, they would have to make a new bracha. Why? Because of the halacha of shinui makom. Right? It's clear, in short, what the Gemara is saying is that the Tana of the Braisa holds is something called shinui makom. Because if there's no such thing as shinui makom, then why are we having this conversation? It sounds like we're talking about a very specific case. There was a chabura, they were eating food that requires bracha achreinu b'mkayman. Then there was a shinui makim, kamash malan de chachamim, but at least on the chachamim level, you see from here that there's no din of shinui makim. It sounds like if they were eating anything else, there would be a problem. So the Gemara says, leimet yavet tiufta de Rabbi Yochanan. Isn't this a tiufta on Rabbi Yochanan? Who? Rabbi Yochanan, who was the one that doesn't hold it halacha of shinui makim. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said that if you were a kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses and then you go home, you don't have to make another bracha. Well, I think Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan letameh. Rabbi Yochanan said on the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph, Echad Shinu Yayin ve'echad Shinu Makim ain't Tzarech Levarach. Here you have a Mefurish of Raisno that Shinu Yayin is Tzarech Levarach, that there is a din of Shinu Makim. The only time there's no Shinu Makim is if it's food that's Tan Bracha Lachareyim B'mkoyman, Rav Chesda's Chiddush. But other than that, you would have a halach of Shinu Makim. So the Gemara says, is this Raisno a Tiyuft? It's not a Tiyuft on Rav Chesda. Is it a Tiyuft on Rav Yochanan? So the Gemara says, yeah. But why does that even matter? For laf mi oisvino ichado zimna. I mean, didn't we already frag up Rabbi Yochanan? We uttered the epic words that you don't see often. Three lines on the topic of Alpha on the base. Tiyufta the Rabbi Yochanan. Tiyufta already had a price, not like Rabbi Yochanan. The price is mefurish. Shinu makom tzarech levarach. It's not up for negotiation. We know that. So if that's the case, why are we getting so excited, says the Gemara? You're right, from this Braisa, well, we have a diak in a Braisa that there's something called Shinui Makim. We have a diak in a Braisa. It's a Mefurish Braisa. You're right, Rabbi Yochanan is the only one who doesn't seek to hold that way. The Gemara already said Tiyufta, Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. We have no idea why Rabbi Yochanan could have said something like that. Okay, but the Gemara didn't even have a teretz. The Gemara said Tiyufta. So why are we getting so excited that there's another Pirkos? So the Gemara says, no, I hear what you're saying. Name of me or Nami Tiyavi Tiyufna. Lahagdul Tayra Ladira. Is there only one brisa not like Rabbi Yochanan, or is there even another brisa not like Rabbi Yochanan? Usually, when the Gemara says "Name Tiavet Yufta," it's whoa, it's a big deal. Everybody perks up. In this case, you don't have to perk up because Rabbi Yochanan was already up gefrek. But Hamia says the Gemara, is this another Tiufta to Rabbi Yochanan? Gemara says no. I'm like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell you I didn't have to do varm chain to a bracha like Rabbi Yochanan. Nami ain't tzrichan levar. Maybe coin Rabbi Yochanan. There's never a lach of shinu makim. If that's the case, so why did the brisa say there's no shinu makim when they were eating food that's ton bracha? The reason we spoke about that case is it's just to tell me the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, that holds, nafilu dvarim shetum bracha l'achrei b'mkoyma. Even if you're eating something that's tam bracha l'achrei b'mkoyma, where there's a svar of chizda svar with a chachamim hold, that in that case is no halacha of shinui makam. Rav Chizda, Rav Yehuda holds, even in the shinui makam. Taimi denichu mixes chaverim, the only reason you don't make a bracha achreina would be is if they left somebody behind. Because then the suit is still going. Avaloi denichu mixes chaverim, but if they didn't leave people behind, k'shen yoitzin, tunim bracha l'mafreya, u'k'shen chayzrin, tunim bracha l'katchila. The only reason Rabbi Yochanan will tell you the Raisa was talking about such food was to teach me the chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda. But Enochinami, according to the Chachamim, who hold maybe that there's no halacha of shinui makim by food that's tan bracha lachareim b'mkoyman. They would also hold there's no halacha of shinui makim for food that's ain tan bracha lachareim b'mkoyman. Zokta Gemara, Tanya Kavasit Rav Chizda. So we mentioned Rav Chizda. We have a braisa that supports Rav Chizda. Now the truth is, we sort of supported Rav Chizda already from this braisa on top. Although the Gemara said that even Rabbi Yochanan would be able to hold of this braisa. But the Gemara says a braisa that certainly supports Rav Chizda. Chaverim shayim esubim lishtiz yayin. So this is a braisa that doesn't mention a Rabbi Yehuda, and this braisa certainly supports Rav Chizda. So as it relates to this halacha of shinui makim regarding food that requires bracha achreina b'mkoyman, really, if you put it all together, the Gemara brought three braisas. We had the middle braisa, which was the most comprehensive. That braisa mentions the machlokes reviewed in the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, there's no din shinui makim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a din shinui makim. The only time there would be no din shinui makim is if you left somebody behind. But there were also two single braisas that told half the story. The first was a braisa that only mentioned Rabbi Yehuda Shita. This last Tanya Kavasit Rav Chizda is a braisa that also that only mentions the Chachamim Shita. The Gemara began with Rav Chizda's memra, right? First, Rav Chizda said over something in the name of Rav Huna, and then he said over his own chiddush. Initially, the Gemara brought the braisa that is only Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which contradicts Rav Chizda. Then the Gemara says, "Don't worry about it. There's really a more extensive braisa, and in the more extensive braisa, this braisa that we just mentioned, there's only one of the two opinions. And Enochinami, it's even the opinion of the Yachid. So Rav Chizda is not like the Yachid Rav Yehuda, but he's supported by the Rav and the Chachamim. And then at the end of the sugya, just in terms of the tzuras of the Shmaitza, the Gemara said, by the way, there's a Tanya Kavasi to Rav Chizda that says before Rav Chizda. Really, we could have started with the Tanya Kavasi to Rav Chizda and everything would have been simple, but the Gemara built up the drama a little bit. We started off with the Kasha, then we showed that there's clearly a machloikis, and then the Gemara says, in fact, there's a Mefurish Abraisa, a Tanya Kavasi to Rav Chizda. So, Psochen Daf Kuf Aleph, and really Kuf Beis Amid Aleph is a Geshmaka Daf, and it's really a tale of two cities. It's made up of two sugyas. The first half of the daf discussed the sugya of Kiddush b'makom Suda. The second half of the daf discussed the halachas of Shinui Makom in Hilchas Birchas Hanenin. These are sugyas that are aimed in Berumah Shalaylam. But completely different sugyas, and in terms of raid, we have to pick and choose. And we will discuss the first sugya, al rishon, that the Gemara talked about, and that is the halacha of Kiddush b'makom Suda. So just a little bit of an introduction. We're going to learn sugyas now related to Kiddush coming up in the next few dafin. So just to introduce very, very quickly, what exactly Kiddush b'makom Suda is. There's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa for a yid to make Kiddush on Shabbos. It says in the Torah, in the Aseres HaDibris, the first of the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisroi, Zocher es Yoyim HaShabbos L'Kachoy. What does that mean? Zocher Chazal say means bepeh. A Yid has to orally declare that Shabbos is a holy day. So when Sukkum Shabbos, it's not enough to rest on Shabbos. It's not enough to observe Shabbos. It's not enough to do Shabbos, Lasos es HaShabbos. But you also have to make a verbal declaration. Zocher es Yoyim HaShabbos L'Kachoy. You have to say that today is a holy day. The halacha is that when you make Kiddush, quote-unquote, when you observe the mitzvah saseh d'oraisa of Zocher Siyam HaShabbos L'Kachoy, we do it al hayayin. How do we know that? It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara coming up in a few daf. There's a machlokes rishonim, whether the halacha of Kiddush al hayayin is a din d'oraisa or it's a din d'rabbanan. Meaning, when the Torah said Zocher Siyam HaShabbos L'Kachoy, the Torah said, declare today as a holy day and do it over a glass of wine. Or could be the Torah said, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kachoy, you can do it wherever you want. However, the Rabbanan said you should go and you should do it ala yayin. So that's machlokes rishonim. Whether yayin of kiddush is deiraisa or yayin of kiddush is the Rabbanan. There's no machlokes rishonim whether kiddush is deiraisa or the Rabbanan. Kiddush is deiraisa. Zochus yom shabbos akachay. It's one of the tariag mitzvahs. The question is yayin. Is yayin deiraisa or is yayin not deiraisa? But one thing is sometimes misunderstood. Even if yayin is deiraisa, the yayin and certainly the drinking of the wine is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not start Shabbos with a glass of wine and then some Chamar Medina Shabbos morning by Kiddush. That's not what it is. What the mitzvah of Zochar Siyam and Shabbos Akachni is, what the mitzvah of Kiddush is to verbally declare that today is a holy day. That's what Kiddush is. The Rishonim that hold that Kiddush al Yayin is Deiraisa just say that the Tzura, the way you're supposed to verbally declare that today is a holy day, is to hold a glass of wine and to do it al Yayin. And the reason is because Yayin is Choshev, and once upon a time, all Choshev declarations were made al Yayin. Brichas HaMazon was done al Yayin, right? A toast on a glass of wine. That's essentially what you're doing. But the wine is not the Kiddush. The wine is the tofel ben benoy shal atofel. The kiddush is zocher es yom shabbos lekatshoy. The kiddush is to make a declaration that today is a holy day. That's exactly what I'm doing. The punim yofes, the flaw in Parshas Yisro, he says, what's the pshat? Why David should give a mitzvah of zocher es yom shabbos lekatshoy? So he says a dover nifla. He says that we know that Eibush created the world ba'asorim amoris. It's a Mishnah, Pirkei Avos. Hashem created the world with dibor. B'dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, Uberuach Piv Kol Tzavon. That the way that Hashem created the world was not with his hands, Kaviyachol, but it was done B'dibor. We know, Chaz Rashi brings in Chumash, Vayichalu Likim Bayim Hashvi. They used to finish creating the world on the seventh day. Freak Rashi, Hashem didn't finish creating the world on the seventh day. Hashem finished creating the world in 6 days. What does it mean, Vayichalu Likim Bayim Hashvi? On Shabbos, they used to rest it. Ma'hoilum Chasem Menucha. Says Rashi in Chumash, no, because the world was missing something. It was missing Menucha. Bash Shabbos ba Menucha. Said the Hafla, kum tois, that Menucha rest was also a Bria. If the Eibishter created the world with Dibur, that means that the Menucha of Shabbos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also happened with Dibur. The Chelek Hayetzira of Menucha that Rashi says, Lehoya Ilam Chasa Ela Menucha, Bash Shabbos ba Menucha, that was created by Asarim Amoris as well. Because by Asarim Amoris, Nivra Olam. That means when it came Shabbos, you know what the Eibishter did? He rested. But he didn't just rest. He said that today is a day of rest. And that's why we do the same thing. That's why we rest on Shabbos, but we also verbally declare that today is a day of rest. And that's Zocher Siyam HaShabbos Akachi, a little bit on the Pnimiyas Inyan. Because the idea of resting on Shabbos is Zeichel HaMaisa V'Reishis. So the Eibishter rested, we rest. But the Eibishter also declared Shabbos as a day of rest. And because the Eibishter declared Shabbos as a day of rest, we do the same exact thing. And that's why we say Zocher Siyam HaShabbos Akachi. But that's the mitzvah of Kiddush. The mitzvah of Kiddush is to declare that Shabbos is a day of rest. When do we make Kiddush? B'Knisasai U'B'Yitziyasai. We usher in Shabbos by saying today is Shabbos. And then we melavish Shabbos. That's Avdolah. That's coming up in tomorrow's Dafin and the coming Dafin. We melavish Shabbos with such a declaration as well. But it's B'Knisasai. And for that reason, it's only the Kiddush at night that's Deiraisa. The Kiddush of day is not Deiraisa. And there's many differences in Halacha, besides for the Nusach, Kiddush at Friday night versus Kiddush Shabbos day. It's because Kiddush Friday night, that's Zochar Siyam HaShabbos Akachi. We usher in the Shabbos with this declaration. As opposed to Shabbos day, over there it's the Rabbana. Right? When we understand the time of the Krah, everything makes a lot more sense. So the reason there's differences between Kiddush Friday night and Kiddush Shabbos day, oh, it's because one's Deiraisa and one's the Rabbana. Why? Why would one be Deiraisa and one would be the Rabbana? It's not because there's a Yichus to Laila versus Yom. It's that the idea of Zochar Siyam HaShabbos Akachi is to usher in the Shabbos. Oh, B'Knisasai. So if that's the concept to bring the Shabbos in, so that's at night. By Shabbos day already, the Shabbos has been around for a few hours. So at that point, it doesn't make any more the sense, the concept of Zochar Siyam HaShabbos Akachi D'Raisa. It's true. Midrabbanan, there is an idea of making Kiddush. So that's what Kiddush is. There's another mitzvah on Shabbos. And that's a mitzvah of Suda. There's a mitzvah to eat 3 sudos on Shabbos. The mekar to the mitzvah of sudos, the Gemara in Perek Kol Kisvei Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Kama sudos chayav adam lecha b'Shabbos. How many sudos does a person have to eat on Shabbos? And the Gemara says, Shalosh. Rav Chitka Omer, Rav Chitka of Perek Kol Kisvei fame says 4. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, V'shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. Both the Chachamim and Rav Chitka both came from the same pasuk. The pasuk says in the Parsha Samon, "Vayomer Moshe, ichlu hayoyim, Ki Shabbos Hayoyim Lashem, Hayoyim Lois Simtzo'u Basada. We're talking about Shabbos. Ki Shabbos Hayoyim Lashem. We're also talking about eating. We're also talking about eating bread. It was in the Parshas Haman. The man was lechem. And it says in the Torah three times the word hayoyim. Vayoyim em moishna ichlu hayoyim. Ki Shabbos hayoyim lashem. Hayoyim loisim tzau basada. Says the Gemara. It says three times the word hayoyim in the context of Shabbos, in the context of lechem. Mikan, we learn from here, chayev adam lechol b'Shabbos sholosh sudas. Then the Gemara says how Rav Chitka knows it's four. And there's a whole shakl of attire in the Gemara. But the makar to the mitzvah of suda is Shabbos taf kuf yud zayin amabes. There's a machloikis rishonim. Whether the mitzvah Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah deiraisa or is a mitzvah derabbanan. And this is in stark contrast to Kiddush. Kiddush is one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Zochar Siyom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, it's non-negotiable whether Kiddush is deiraisa or derabbanan. Ala Yayin, yeah, that's a shayla. But the etzim Kiddush Avad is a chiyuv deiraisa. As it relates to Suda, it's a major machlokes rishonim. The rishonim that hold that the chiyuv Suda is a deiraisa. The rishonim that hold that the chiyuv Suda is a derabbanan. Im timtzu loimar, Suda's deiraisa. Does it have to be dafka bepas? Or can you be yoitzu yuchi of suda mideiraisa even not eating bread? Im timtzu loimar, it has to be bread. Lechem mishno. Is that a din deiraisa? Certainly a chiyuv. Or is it only a chiyuv derabbanan? Regardless, there's a mitzvah of kiddush and there's a mitzvah of suda. They're two independent mitzvahs. In fact, it could be one's deiraisa and the other one's not even deiraisa at all. It's only midrabban. But there's two mitzvahs. Zachar, Siyam, Shabbos, Lakracha, you have to make Kiddush. And that, by the way, is only once on Shabbos. That's something that you only make Friday night. There's another mitzvah called suda. That's learned out from a pasuk, Vayoyim Remoshe Chlu Ayoyim Ki Shabbos Ayoyim Lashem Ayoyim Lom Simtzu'u Basada. According to some Rishonim, it's only an asmachta. It's not even a real pasuk. That's something you have to do not once. You have to do three times. That's your kiddush, your mitzvah's kiddush and your mitzvah's suda. Zok Shmuel in Masechtes Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph. And it's also the shita of Rav Huna, and it's also the shita of Rabba, that even though kiddush and suda are two independent mitzvahs, they have nothing to do with each other. But there's a chiyuv that the kiddush that you make has to be b'makom suda. That's this chiddush of Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph. These are two separate mitzvahs. What is a mitzvah called kiddush? And the other mitzvah is called suda. It would be as if you would say that when you take your dalet minan on sukkahs, you have to do it in your sukkah. Magen Avraham brings it from the shla, pisoid, right? There's minhagim like that. But there's no question that you don't have to do it. And if a person takes dalet minan not inside the sukkah, so maybe he's missing out on greiser kavanas and tikkunim and klippas. But in terms of what the actual obligation is, it's certainly not something you have to do. Because they're two separate mitzvahs. They happen to coincide. It's the same zman gerama, but it's not the same mitzvah. But kiddush and suda are two separate mitzvahs. Stating that Shmuel said that kiddush has to be b'makom suda. The question is why? What does one have to do with the other? They're two separate mitzvahs. Why would kiddush have to be b'makom suda? So the Rashbam in today's daf and our sugya daf kuf aleph says two reasons. One reason the Rashbam said is because the pasuk says it's a pasuk in Yeshaya v'karasa l'shabbos oinig. V'karasa l'shabbos oinig is essentially the mitzvah of kiddush. It's the Navi's way of saying that you have to declare Shabbos as a holy day. Zocher is saying the Shabbos lekatchnoi, the karasa leShabbos oinig. Says the Rashbam that it could be Shmuel and Rav Huna and Rabba. These Amiram all darshined that the karasa leShabbos has to be b'makom oinig, and the b'makom oinig is the suda. And as a result, the karasa leShabbos oinig is a remez that kiddush has to be b'makom suda. So Rashbam says inami. Maybe a more pashtub shav. Maybe it's nothing to do with psukim. It could be. It's very simple. At the end of the day, the idea of being mekadesh al hayayin is to give the kiddush chashivos. So if you're about to sit down and eat a meal, you're going to start your meal with a glass of wine. That glass of wine is chashuv, and it's more chashuv than any other glass of wine you may drink that night. So if the idea of being mekadesh al hayayin is to make the kiddush and this declaration, this proclamation, give it a chashivos, so it makes sense to do it al hayayin. So the Rashbam says two pshatim. Either it's the karasa of l'shabbos oinik, or it's simply because of chashivos. I was thinking maybe in the Lamdis, not in the Halacha, but maybe in the Lamdis there would be a nafkemina based on a famous chiddush from the Noida Yehuda. The Noida Yehuda in his Slach, it's a Masechtes Beyah, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, has a very big chiddush. The Karoso L'Shabbos Oinig. Is there a mitzvah Oinig on Yontif? There's a mitzvah Oinig on Shabbos. But is there also a mitzvah Oinig on Yontif? So says the Slach, you find by Shabbos a mitzvah of Oinig. You find by Yontif a mitzvah of Simcha. They're very similar. Oinig l'chnod
And simcha l'chod. Ain't simcha ela b'basar, ain't simcha ela b'yayin. Oynig, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos has a whole discussion, he has a whole arichas, what exactly oynig is. There's different halachas in Shas that the Gemara learns in Hilchos Maestris from the fact that there's a mitzvah oynig on Shabbos. And the Noit B'Yehuda declared whether or not there's a mitzvah oynig on Yontav. And he says, I want to say a chiddush, that being that you don't find anywhere in Shas that Chazal ever used, referred to oynig in the context of Yontav, I want to say there's no halach of oynig Yontav. Oynig Shabbos, but no oynig Yontav. He said it's a very big chiddush. He never saw anyone say this chiddush, but that's what Libi Omali said in Noida Behuda. At the end of a very long piece, he says, "V'hinei mashek osafti midaiti." This that I said from my own das. She'en yontif kaveh elamaiser shuv matzasi shagam agoyim balpnei yeshua besoif mechilton gam came poshut be'enov she'en yontif kaveh elamaiser. That's just another way of saying that there's no oynig beyontif. V'hinani shematzasi tana demesayeli. And the Noida Behuda said that I was so excited that I found the tana. The Pnei Yeshua was older than the Noida Behuda. He said, "I found the tana demesayeli. I found the Pnei Yeshua said this chiddush." Salkoponim, the Noida Behuda, Rabbi Cheska Landau, and the Pnei Yeshua. They both said the same chiddush, that there's no oynig bayantiv. So I was thinking, if the reason there's a din kiddush from Makom Suda is v'karasa l'shabbos oynig, because there's a din that the kriya should be b'makom oynig, and yantiv there's no oynig like the Noida Behuda, like the Pnei Yeshua. So could there be no halach of kiddush from Makom Suda? But if it's because you want to give it a chashivus, and the ikka chashivus would be that first glass of wine that you're starting the meal with, so mali shabbos, mali yantiv, l'chayra wouldn't make an afkemina, and either way, you would end up having the same halach. The maisa, there's a din kiddush from Makom Suda bayantiv, just like there's a din kiddush from Makom Suda by Shabbos. I'm pretty sure that all the halachas of kiddush and Shabbos are negated in Yontif as well. So just in the lamdish tambay, but could be would come at an afkemina between these two pshatim. But being that kiddush from Makom Suda is a very basic halacha, something that's negaya every Shabbos twice. So I think it's worth just discussing a few basic halachas lemaisa as it relates to kiddush from Makom Suda. So that's pashit that the mechaber paskins, like Shmuel and Rafuna, and like Rabbah, that ain't kiddush ela b'makom suda. It's the opening line in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos Simin Reish Ayin Gimel. Now we know what kiddush is. What does b'makom mean? So b'makom means that the kiddush has to be in the same place as the suda. So what constitutes the same place? So the Gemara touched on it already. If you would hear kiddush in shul and then you would go home, that clearly wouldn't be the same place. But then the Gemara discussed, what if you're in the same bias and you're going mipina lapina, or you're going from one room to another room? Would that be considered, or would that not be considered b'makom suda? So the truth is, that's pretty complicated. And ayin simin reish ayin gimel, there's a lot of halachas, just like the halachas of shinui makom and hilchas brachas are complicated. So the halachas of shinui makom as it relates to kiddush b'makom suda. Right, just to get an idea, we just discussed the whole amid beis of shinui makom in hilchas brachas, which kiyadua is a very, very hard sugya, because we're discussing the halachas of kiddush b'makom suda, and they're very much related. I mean, aleph and amud beis are related to each other. They're discussing two different areas in halacha, but the concept of b'makom, when it comes to shinui makom and hilchos brachos, and the context of b'makom as it relates to kiddush b'makom suda, are really the same thing. And that's why, if you learn the sugya of kiddush b'makom suda, simin reish ayin gimel, there are some difficult se'ifim and some technical se'ifim in terms of determining what's considered the same makom and what's considered not the same makom. So as it relates to that, ayin shon. But there is a halacha here that's very straightforward, that's worth mentioning. And that is, the Rama says, v'tzorich lecho b'makom kiddush, you have to eat the suda b'makom kiddush la'altar. You have to do it right away. What does it mean, la'alter? Zok to Mishnah Berurah, v'lo yafsik afilu zman kotzer. You can't even be mafsik zman kotzer. Meaning, kiddush b'makom suda means b'makom in place. It also means b'makom in zman. It has to be la'alter. It has to be done immediately. So the kiddush has to be followed immediately by the suda. So much so that v'lo yafsik afilu zman kotzer. You can't even be mafsik zman kotzer. Now the one kula in this halacha is that if the hefsik is l'tzoyre chasuda, then you can be mafsik. And what's exhibit A for that? Exhibit A is the Leila Seder. You make kiddush at the beginning of the Seder, and then you eat your meal hours later. So what happened to kiddush b'makom suda? The teretz is because lechem sha'oinon olav dvarim harbe, this is all considered l'tzayrich. And because it's considered l'tzayrich, it could be yotzim. But the basic halach is that it has to be la'alter. And so cotton hay, the Shulchan Aruch discusses what's considered suda. So we know what kiddush is. B'makom means it has to be in the same physical place. B'makom also means that time-wise, that has to be la'alti. You can't even be mafsik as man katzen. Okay, what's the definition of suda? So the mechaber In Chsivkan, he says, Kasvu ha-ga'oinim, that hod en kiddush al makam suda, this that you find is halacha en kiddush al makam suda, is afilu achol davar mu'ed. It's even if you ate a davar mu'ed, you don't have to eat a whole suda. You don't have to prava suda shloime b'shaita. A davar mu'ed is also considered suda. Okay. Oh, here's the chiddush, shasa kois yayin. Even if you only drank a glass of wine, that alone would constitute suda. That would be fine. And then, when it comes time to eat the meal, you can be kumer sudasai b'makom acher. V'davka says the Shulchan Aruch, ochal lechem oishasa yayin. Only if you ate bread and you drank wine. Aval ochal peiros, but if all you ate was peiros, was not. Says the Mechaber, very big chiddush. The definition of suda as it relates to kiddush b'makom suda is not the same as the definition of suda as it relates to the obligation to eat a suda Shabbos. As it relates to the obligation to eat a suda Shabbos, you have to eat a suda. Lechem mishno, you have to eat lechem. But as it relates to the definition of suda for kiddush b'makom suda, even yayin is going to be okay. Says the Mishnah Berura, Valzeh Anu Nishanin. He says that if you could be Yoytza Kiddush Memakom Suda with Yayin, you can certainly be Yoytza Kiddush Memakom Suda with any food that comes from the Chameshes Minei Dagon. So if it's going to be Pasav Abba Kisnin, or it's going to be any food that comes from the Chameshes Minei Dagon, Kal V'chaymeh, certainly you'll be able to be Yoytza. If you could be Yoytza with Yayin, if that's considered suda, those things are certainly going to be considered suda. The Bir Halacha brings from the Maaser Rav, that's the Vilna Gaon, who held that not that way. That you can only be Yoytze Kiddush B'makom Suda, B'makom Suda Mamish. It has to be B'makom Pas, otherwise not. So the bottom line is, in terms of the definition of suda, from the Halachas of Kiddush B'makom Suda, what's considered suda? The Mechaber brings the Shitas HaGa'onim, Kosfu HaGa'onim, that says Kiddush B'makom Suda doesn't have to be the suda that you're going to eat the meal on. But to be Yoytze in the Halacha of Kiddush B'makom Suda, it's enough. If you have a glass of wine, and if that's the case, Kal V'chaymeh says the Mishnah Berura, Chameshes Minei Dagon is going to be okay. Timbir Halacha brings from the Goyin. So in today's daf, yesterday's daf, the Goyin and the Shitas HaGoyinim was the same. Over here, the Goyin wasn't like the Shitas HaGoyinim. The Goyin said, no, Kiddush B'makom Suda has to be passed. It has to be the real deal. Otherwise, you won't be able to yoytz a Kiddush B'makom Suda. I mean, according to the Vilna Goyin, if you go to a Kiddush and you're not going to sit down and wash and have Lechem Mishnah, you can't eat because it's not Kiddush B'makom Suda. But like the Shita of the Goyinim that the Mechaber brings, you, it's going to be fine. Why is it going to be fine? Because as long as you're going to eat something that's from the Chameshes Minei Dagon, so that's already considered Suda. If that can be considered Suda, it's going to be okay. But it's Yedua in the Sugya of Kiddush B'makom Suda that Rav Moshe Feinstein said a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. And this Chiddush is printed in a few places. It's printed in Yerudei Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Samach Gimel. It's the second part of the Tshuva. And it's printed in Erechayim Chelik Dalid Simen Samech Gimel. Rabbi Bienenfeld told me it's in the conversation of maybe the longest tshuva in Tshuvas Igros Moshe. And the tshuva was written to Rabbi Reuven Shlita, Rabbi Moshe's son, and he has a very, very long tshuva where he says a chiddush. And incidentally, it's a real Ion shir. It's like a Dibris Moshe shtickel. It's a real Ion shir on today's daf. But basically, the punchline of Rabbi Moshe is a very big chiddush. He says, Pasha people understand Kiddush B'makom Suda that you can't be yoytze kiddush unless it's b'makom suda. It's a din in kiddush. Kiddush requires suda. When Chazal merged these two independent mitzvahs, they said that kiddush for the suda. There's a requirement that the kiddush be b'makom suda. Said Rav Moshe, it's not the pshat. It's not the pshat that the kiddush requires the suda. The pshat is that the suda requires the kiddush. It's not the kiddush that requires the suda. It's the Suda that requires the Kiddush. And the whole Yisoid of Kiddush B'makom Suda is that if you heard Kiddush in Shul, and you now go home and you say, oh, I don't have to make Kiddush. No, you have to make Kiddush. You know why? Not because you are Yoytze Kiddush. You are Yoytze Kiddush. The reason you have to make Kiddush is because you can't be Yoytze Yisuda without Kiddush. And you didn't eat a meal when you were in Shul. So if you were to eat in a meal in Shul, yeah. But it's Halacha, not an Ilchis Kiddush. It's Halacha and Ilchis Suda. So had Rav Moshe had the places to say such a Kiddush, so he based it on a Gemara. This is the super short version of this Tshuva. So this is what Rav Moshe said. He said, because the Gemara told the story that the Gemara was discussing Shmuel's Kiddush of Kiddush B'makom Suda. So Rav Anan bar Tachlifa said, Zimnin Sagi and have a Kim the Kameda Shmuel. He said, there were many times I was in the presence of Shmuel, V'nochas me'igra la'arav adam kaddish. And he would be on the roof, he would come downstairs, and he would make Kiddush. And Rav Moshe Nemzon, Rav Yehuda, others Nemzon, that what Shmuel did was, he would make Kiddush on the roof, and then he would come downstairs, and he would make Kiddush again, and he would eat Tumas. So why do you have to make Kiddush again? Oh, because you need Kiddush B'makom Suda. Rav Moshe, and I said, how do you make Kiddush on the roof? How do you make Kiddush on the roof? If there's a halacha, basic cheshbon, that Kiddush has to be B'makom Suda, and if the Kiddush is not B'makom Suda, does hasten it Kiddush, then you can't make Kiddush Shaloi B'makom Suda. You know why? because he can't eat without Kiddush. So if the definition of Kiddush is b'makom su'uda, then how could you make Kiddush alay b'makom su'uda? It's usur to make Kiddush alay b'makom su'uda. You're not allowed to do it. It would be forbidden because you can't eat without Kiddush, right? So if you can't eat without Kiddush, you would never be able to make Kiddush alay b'makom su'uda. And what did Shmuel do? He made Kiddush on the roof. Then he came downstairs and he made Kiddush again. Frank Ramosha had Shmuel make Kiddush on the roof. So you'll tell me it was an oinus. Read the Gemara. Amalu Ravana Bar Tachlifa, Ravana Bar Tachlifa told them, who's them? The Oilam, Zimnin Sagi and Avakim, the Kameh the Shmuel. Many times, just touch the Gemara. This didn't happen one time. This was a recurring incident. This happened again and again and again. This was Shmuel's minik. You know what happened in Shmuel's Beis Medrash? They used to have a Kiddush upstairs in his house. They would make Kiddush on the roof, and they would come downstairs and they would eat the meal. So how did they do that? Zimnin Sagin, have a Kaim the Kameh de Shmuel. That was Ramosha's Kashna. So Ramosha said, it's Mukhrach from here. You're allowed to make Kiddush Alay B'Makom Suda. How could you make Kiddush Alay B'Makom Suda? By definition, when you drink the wine, it's you're drinking without Kiddush. The Teretz is, B'Makom Suda is not a Ma'akiv in Kiddush. It's a ma'akiv in suda. Now, Yoishmu was only making kiddush on the roof, but he wasn't eating the suda. So when he came downstairs to make the suda, now the suda was mechayiv kiddush. He wasn't yoy to suda yet. Oh, so he had to start all over again. And that's why he had to make kiddush again. But kiddush b'makom suda is not a din in kiddush, it's a din in suda. Why is this such a big deal? Because this is a game changer in kiddush b'makom suda. Because ordinarily, if you had a kiddush, and you want to make Kiddush, or you want to be Yotze Kiddush with somebody else. So you understand, you have to start fighting for crackers, right? Because you have to make Kiddush from Malkum Suda. Otherwise, you're not letting it eat. Because if it's not a Kiddush from Malkum Suda, it's a Nitkan Kiddush. And if it's a Nitkan Kiddush, then you can't eat. Because you can't eat without Kiddush. Moshe held not that way. Moshe held, it's not true. You could be Yotze Kiddush, even if the Kiddush is not from Malkum Suda. So you want to know if somebody has Kiddush, and now he wants to eat, or not eat, or not eat a kizayis, or not eat from the chamishas midadog, you want to eat a little bit of fruit, or you just want a little bit of bronfen, that's fine. According to Ramosh, it's okay. What do you mean? It's not Kiddush b'makom suda. So if it's not Kiddush b'makom suda, it's not Kiddush. So I just ate without Kiddush. Ramosh Shita was that Kiddush b'makom suda is not a ma'akiv in Kiddush. What it is a ma'akiv in suda. So now when you go home and you're going to eat your suda, you're going to have to make Kiddush again. That's true. And a chinami. Now, could be if you'd be yoitzin your Kiddush b'makom suda in shul, then when you come home, maybe you wouldn't have to make Kiddush again. But to the extent that you weren't, so now you have to. By the way, even if you're yoitzin Kiddush in shul, you're allowed to make Kiddush again. Right? You're allowed to. You're allowed to make Kiddush as many times as you want. Not to be taken out of context. But you can make Kiddush as often as you want. There's no Baal Tosef when it comes to Kiddush. You're allowed to make Kiddush. Especially Kiddush during the day. All it is a Bayer Priya Gofen or, you know, for the Mahadrin, it's Shakal Nia Bedvara. It's just a Birchas Hanenin. So as long as you don't run into Shinu Mokim issues, ask your local rabbi. But in terms of Baal Tosef, there's no Baal Tosef, right? That's Pasha. That you're allowed to make Kiddush again. But Ramoshna held that Kiddush B'Mokim Suda is a Din in Suda. It's not a Din in Kiddush. So if you want to make Kiddush and you're not interested in eating a b'makom suda, you want to eat frucht or whatever it is, according to Ramosha, that's something you'd be allowed to do. Again, what we just mentioned was the Bekitzer, Ramosha's right, the way he brings it in Yeridei Chelik Beis. If you want to see the longer version, so it's a very, very, very long Shuvah to Rav Reuven Shlita in Eirachayim Chelik Dalin, and we will stop here.